Your body houses a remarkable defense network that operates silently until challenged. When immunologist Paul Klenermann contracted a rare viral infection while working with patients, his immune system eliminated it without medical intervention, a testament to this invisible guardian's power. This sophisticated system represents billions of years of evolutionary refinement, protecting us from countless external threats and internal dangers like cancer. The immune system's complexity rivals that of the brain, yet it operates throughout the entire body, coordinating responses across multiple organs and cell types. As immune therapies revolutionize cancer treatment and vaccine technologies continue advancing, understanding this remarkable system has never been more relevant to our collective health. The story of immunity isn't just about white blood cells. It's about an intricate network that includes every cell in your body, working in concert to distinguish friend from foe. Even single-celled organisms have defense mechanisms. Bacteria use CRISPR to store genetic memories of viral infections, while plants employ RNA interference when threatened, both precursors to our more complex systems. Our immune evolution began with toll receptors in fruit flies, proteins that recognize pathogen patterns and trigger defenses. Humans have at least 10 specialized types. The jawless lampreyfish, appearing over 500 million years ago, introduced the first recognizable adaptive immune system, generating millions of different antibody-like binding surfaces. Each evolutionary innovation built upon previous mechanisms while maintaining backward compatibility. Our immune system developed through countless iterations, creating integrated layers of protection, showcasing nature's ability to develop increasingly sophisticated defenses in the ongoing evolutionary arms race between pathogens and humans. Your skin forms a formidable barrier with keratinocytes secreting antimicrobial compounds while maintaining balance with over 1,000 microbial species. When this equilibrium breaks, skin conditions develop. The respiratory tract uses a ciliary escalator system, microscopic hairs beating in coordinated waves up to 1,000 times per minute to sweep pathogens away from lungs. Your gut contains trillions of bacteria, 90% of your body cells, held back by a sophisticated one-cell thick barrier with tight junctions and protective mucus. Individual cells can recognize infection, initiate programmed death to prevent pathogen spread, and alert nearby immune cells. Throughout your body, specialized structures coordinate defense. The thymus educates T cells, while strategically positioned lymph nodes monitor fluid draining from tissues. The immune system functions as a floating brain, integrating both rapid innate responses and sophisticated learned responses, providing immediate protection through pre-programmed recognition and precise memory through specialized lymphocyte populations. How does your immune system distinguish between harmless and dangerous? Polly Matzinger's danger theory revolutionized immunology by proposing immune responses occur when antigens appear alongside danger signals. Charles Janaway further advanced this understanding by discovering pathogen-associated molecular patterns, PAMPs, predictable features common to microorganisms but absent in hosts. This model expanded to include damage-associated molecular patterns, DAMPs, released by injured cells, explaining similar immune responses to both infection and tissue damage. Dendritic cells with sophisticated sensors recognize these signals and coordinate responses. Bacteria display numerous PAMPs, including lipopolysaccharide, LPS, from gram-negative bacteria, which activates receptors at concentrations as low as 1 part per trillion. Viruses trigger specific receptors through unique signals, like double-stranded RNA and unmethylated DNA, with each pathway evolved to recognize distinct pathogen signatures. When danger is detected, your body initiates inflammation. The interferon system blocks viral replication while neutrophils rapidly deploy against bacteria, engulfing microorganisms, generating toxic compounds, and before dying, extruding their DNA as neutrophil extracellular traps that capture and kill pathogens. While innate immunity provides immediate protection, adaptive immunity offers specificity and memory. B cells secrete antibodies that bind to specific pathogen targets, neutralizing infections. This vast antibody repertoire comes through genetic recombination. Each B cell assembles antibody genes from V, D, and J segments, creating millions of possibilities. T cells monitor cells' internal environments where pathogens hide. The major histocompatibility complex, MHC, displays internal protein contents on cell surfaces. CD8 plus T cells directly kill infected cells, while helper T cells orchestrate immune responses by assisting both CD8 plus T cells and B cells, their importance evident when HIV destroys them in AIDS. Immunological memory enables rapid responses to repeated exposures. The 1846 Faroe Islands measles outbreak demonstrates this. Elderly survivors of the 1781 epidemic remained protected 65 years later, while younger inhabitants fell ill. Different memory T cell subsets serve distinct roles. Central memory cells act as reserves in lymph nodes, effector memory cells patrol tissues, and resident memory cells establish permanently within specific tissues. Vaccines leverage this memory through various approaches. Live attenuated vaccines use modified viruses that retain immunogenic properties without causing disease. Protein-based vaccines focus on specific antigens rather than entire pathogens, typically requiring adjuvants and boosting. The immune system typically functions seamlessly without our awareness. However, immunity can fail through genetic changes or infections like HIV, resulting in severe disease. While some immune components show redundancy, allowing loss of certain receptors with minimal impact, other defects, such as loss of the common gamma chain needed for lymphocyte development, are catastrophic. Most genetic variations create specific vulnerabilities to certain pathogens. The MHC, HLA, region shows the most significant differences, determining which pathogen fragments can be presented to T cells. This diversity means two people infected with the same virus may present different peptides, potentially leading to varied outcomes. Population-level MHC diversity protects against viral adaptation, with evidence suggesting mate selection may favor partners with divergent MHC types to maximize offspring immune diversity. Malnutrition remains a major global cause of immunodeficiency. Specific micronutrient deficiencies impact different immune components. Vitamin D influences regulatory T cell development, while vitamin A affects mucosal defense. HIV represents the ultimate exploitation of the immune system, infecting the cells meant to coordinate defense and establishing latency by integrating into the host genome, making it invisible while creating countless variants through error-prone replication. Our understanding of immune mechanisms has enabled revolutionary therapeutic approaches. While traditional vaccines transformed human health, infections like HIV, TB, and malaria require different strategies. Researchers now explore T-cell-based approaches and virally vectored vaccines that use engineered safe viruses to present antigens and generate immune responses. Cancer immunotherapy represents one of medicine's most exciting breakthroughs. Cancer cells generate neoepitopes, novel peptide targets for mutations that bypass tolerance mechanisms. Checkpoint inhibition therapy blocks inhibitory molecules like PD-1 and CTLA-4, unleashing suppressed anti-cancer T cells in aggressive cancers. CAR T cell therapy engineers T cells to target specific cancer antigens, providing protection against recurrence. For autoimmune conditions, TLF blockade has transformed treatment. Initially unsuccessful for sepsis, these therapies were repurposed for rheumatoid arthritis with remarkable results, creating opportunities for biological therapies now used in inflammatory bowel disease. As we age, inflammaging describes how chronic inflammation accelerates aging, with cytomegalovirus potentially causing premature immune senescence. Our immune system balances aggression against pathogens with self-tolerance so effectively we rarely notice its impact. Evolution's masterpiece protecting us throughout life.